It's cold. I can feel every inch of my skin, and the cold is slowly, inexorably seeping into my muscles. The sky is overcast. There's no moon, and at 9 p.m. you would barely see your hand in front of your face, if not for some light pollution from the nearby industrial estate and docks. I'm barely making progress against the strong downstream current as I inch up the river beneath the spreading willows. My ears filter the surrounding noise. There are animals scurrying in the reeds, barely audible above the wind stirring them. I can hear every detail of every stroke as I pull, pull, pull against the current. And you might imagine that this, the steady beat of my body's strenuous passage, would drown out the noises of nature, but not at all. The gradual cooling of my body as the river carries away my warmth to offer as a tribute to the great sea, which will pay no mind to its arrival or dissipation, feels not like a draining or a slow death, but an embrace. The cooler I get, the more one with the water I become, one with my environment, one with nature. And the more nature embraces me, the more alive I feel.